Welcome to your five for today. I've been quite interested over the last few years to read about the different approaches that people have as far as giving Christmas presents is concerned. It seems that there's a reaction against the excessive commercialism that seems to be part of Christmas these days. People have shared online different suggestions about buying presents more carefully and perhaps buying less of them. When giving to children in particular, some parents are feeling that they want their children to have fewer presents and to value what they have. One of the suggestions is about limiting the presents to just four items: something you want and something you need, something to wear and something to read. That sounds to me like quite a helpful approach, even if people just use it as a general guide. And it made me think again about the Christian approach to Christmas and how we remember it as a time when God gave to this world the greatest gift that it was possible to give, when his Son became a human being as that baby in Bethlehem. And as I thought about this approach to choosing Christmas presents, I tried to apply it to God's gift to us that we remember at Christmas. So, first of all, something that we want. Unfortunately, over the years, Christianity's been portrayed as something that takes away from people what they want, as something negative that spoils their enjoyment. But when we look at the negative commands in the Bible, we find that they're there for our protection. They tell us not to do things which, if we did them, would harm us and harm other people. And the Bible goes on to tell us how God wants the very best for us. He wants us to have a life and a future that's all that we could ever desire. And thus is brought out in the message of the angels to the shepherds outside Bethlehem when Jesus was born. They said, "We are bringing you good news of great joy for all people." God wants all of us to have joy. He's certainly not a killjoy. But that suggested list that I mentioned goes on. Something you want and something you need. As human beings, we all have a tremendous need. The Bible tells us that we're all sinners. Some people, of course, are much worse sinners than others. But we're all sinners at one level or another. And we all need to be saved from the consequences of our sin and to be forgiven by God. And at that first Christmas time, the message of the angels to the shepherds went on to tell them that God was going to give them one thing that they needed most of all. The good news was that in David's town of Bethlehem, a Saviour had been born. When this young baby became a young man, he would die in the most terrible of circumstances, and in doing so, he would suffer God's judgment against sin. As a result, he's able to say to all of us who are sinners, "I've suffered the punishment instead of you. Trust in me, and you will be saved." The Bible tells us that our most pressing need is for a Saviour, and in Jesus, God gave us a gift that fully met that need. Something you want, something you need, something to wear and something to read. When we think of something to wear, the Bible has a very interesting picture in which God says to people that if they think they can be good enough in themselves to please him, it's just like turning up to a special party dressed in dirty rags. But God says that if we're willing to trust in his Son Jesus, it's like being given brand new clean clothes, since God then regards us in the same way that he sees his perfect Son, Jesus. Something to wear and something to read reminds us that God has told us all of these things in his Word, the Bible. So whatever presents we've given or received this Christmas, whether or not you've had something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read, please remember God's gift to us of his Son Jesus, who came to be our Saviour if we are willing to receive him.